Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland, speaking about my native country once again. And so the final results are almost all in for the 34th Dáil, that is to say the lower house of the Oireachtas, the Parliament of the Republic of Ireland. My forecasts were broadly accurate. The governing coalition of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael would win, they'd be returned, they go up a little. Sinn Féin would go down. They've gone down less than most people forecast. Partly Fine Gael ran a fairly poor campaign, some gaffes, whereas Sinn Féin really galvanised people with their campaign. So did not as badly as thing people thought. Now, because Simon Harris, our Taoiseach for not very long, for only about a year, he said that he, well, under a year actually, he said that he was not going to call an early election, but he did because he saw the opinion polls were favourable. Well, such rosy opinion polls might not come back for him back again. So that's why he requested President Michael D. Higgins to grant him an early dissolution of the Dáil. And trigger an early election. And now the president has it within his gift to refuse that. That's one of his prerogatives. But Michael D. Higgins granted it. It has always been granted. So is that a convention yet? Probably. Okay. So the composition of the 34th Dáil is going to be fairly similar to that of the 33rd. Now people had forecast that the Greens were going to go extinct as a parliamentary party, but they've hung on and they've got one TD, that's Teocht an Uile, in case you don't know, as in like a representative in the lower chamber. One of the curiosities of our Southern Irish system is the Cian Chiomella, as in the speaker. He or she, so far it's only ever been a he, is automatically elected, has to nominate for whatever constituency, and is deemed to be elected. But I think people don't even get the chance to cast a ballot for him. All right, you might say, well, I don't know, why even have the person tied to a constituency? So we've got this single transferable vote, and the STV system only works in multi-member constituencies. So our constituencies have, is it three, four, or five TDs, according to the number of voters in them? Because we've got 26 counties, it's usually on a county basis. So they either try to have a county as a single constituency, like Donegal, for example, or Mayo, or else they divide a very populous county into two or more constituencies, you know, Tipperary with its two ridings, Tipperary North, Tipperary South. And if they have to have a point of the compass, just like in the United Kingdom, it's at the end, county first, point of the compass afterwards, Galway West and Galway East, not East Galway and West Galway. Cork, for example, we're divided into Cork Northwest, Cork East, Cork South Central, Cork South West, and so on. So Dublin city and county is divided into about 10 because the population is so high. So anyway, so Fianna Fáil returning to their position as the biggest single party, 22% of the vote, and Fine Gael almost 21% of the vote. So a combined total of 43% of the vote, Sinn Féin falling back a bit to 19% of the vote. And remember, Sinn Féin was the biggest single party in terms of vote share and number of TDs last time. So that's their high tide. Are they going to continue sink or grow? We can't really tell because it could be years to the next. I always assumed that our maximum electoral term was 5 years. It's actually 7 years, but it's never gone 7 years. It's never gone beyond 5 years. So Mary Luke McDonald, she's led that party for quite a while now. Is it about 10 years? And she's not particularly old, but she's not particularly young either. 55. Will she bow out, having failed to make it a couple of times, hand over to somebody else, which could go either way? Could be a leader who really energizes them, or could be someone who's disastrous. We don't know who it's going to be yet, but there are people a bit impatient at the wing saying, come on, we had some golden opportunities and you fluffed it. And the major parties, they both exclude the possibility of working with Sinn Féin. I mean, much though I don't dislike Sinn Féin, I don't see why it's unthinkable to actually go into coalition with them. If the DUP can do it in the north, for goodness sake, why can't people in the Republic of Ireland go into coalition with them? Say, oh, well, they got links to the IRA, which supposedly doesn't exist, the provisional IRA. I mean, there are a few headbangers of whatever the real IRA or continuity IRA, whatever they call themselves these days. Apparently, they're not the sharpest of the knives in the drawer and thoroughly infiltrated by Garda Síochána Special Branch and so on. So the only counties which the results are not in, or the constituencies, are Cavan, Monaghan, Louth, Tipperary North, and that Cork Central one, Cork North Central. Because Cork South Central is basically Cork City, and that is obviously Micheál Martin's constituency. So when counties have got very low population density, they will amalgamate two counties to make a big constituency, as in Cavan Monaghan, Sligo, Leitrim, Roscommon, Galway, and so on. They've actually taken a bit of Galway off and added it to Roscommon, as well as the two constituencies, which are Solihull and Galway. Another thing is, they have sometimes done so across provincial boundaries. For instance, Sligo is in Connacht, whereas Leitrim is in Leinster, but they put them together. That being the only case where they do this across our four provincial boundaries. So Simon Harris going to continue as Taoiseach, and whereas the Taoiseach will be Micheál Martin again, who's previously served as Taoiseach. He's a Cork man, hurrah. And how old is he now? He's 60, 64. Looks quite young for his age. And actually, his brother was Lord Mayor of Cork as well. So far as I know, they're the only pair of brothers to have served in that office. We shall see. And in a way, it's actually a disappointing result for the ruling coalition, because they had this golden inheritance. Unemployment was low, inflation was low, there was steady economic growth. We're one of the richest countries in the world. And there was this giveaway budget, a bonanza, where we suddenly had a lot more money than we think, like 15 billion euros. And for a country of about 5 million people, 15 billion euros is a lot of money, but we could pay off a bit more of the national debt. We could give some money to Ukraine. I think we need to offer incentives to people stay in the Irish Defence Forces, as well as to join it. And really, I suppose, housing. We need affordable housing. We've got to remember just how lucky we are as compared to a generation or two ago, when, families wouldn't typically have two children, they typically have four, and there'd be lower standard of housing and much more crowded in some ways. On the other hand, it was much more affordable. I remember in, say, in the 80s, people had a much lower disposable income. I mean, computers, like, forget it, were a very, very new thing. Somebody didn't have house phones. You simply couldn't assume everyone could afford a car. As for foreign holidays, many people just forget it. For half the population, it's not going to happen. Minimal clothes, you'd have enough to eat, okay, but very few other treats. And now, because we're one of the richest countries in the world, we expect a lot more. But housing has got a lot more expensive, partly because the population's increased substantially from 3.5 million in the 80s to about 5 million now, which is mostly immigration. Remember, our fertility rate's gone down. So to get immigration under control, obviously we can do nothing about it from the European Union, being so euro enthusiastic. And who would I have voted for? Because the coalition, well, I mean, I dislike them for various reasons, and both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach are evil. Much though I'm a Eurosceptic, I realise that's just not practical politics. Republic of Ireland, according to Eurobarometer polls, were the most Europhile of all. Over 80% of people wanted to remain part of the European Union, only about 10% advocated withdrawing. Admittedly, if you looked at it in the United Kingdom in 1993, just after the EU acceded, just after the United Kingdom acceded to the EU, the figures would have been similar, not quite as high for Europhilia. So yeah, it could change, but it would take a generation at least. Probably never will change. So that being so, to make the best of the situation of being in the European Union, would I have voted for some minor independence? And what's the breakdown of it? A few results not in. It's about 12 to go. And if you see how the seats are going to go, so Fianna Fáil back as the biggest single party with 44 seats. Remember that absolute wipeout they had, and when was it? Was it 2011, when they were reduced to third position, and now they're back up to first. Sinn Féin 37. Neck and neck with Fine Gael, although Sinn Féin did slightly worse in vote share. The Green Party down to one seat. I remember when they were doing well under Trevor Sargent. They're doing very well to recently with 12. So proportionally one of the biggest Green parties in the European Union. So really put it on the agenda. Of course, because we've got so much wind power, wave power potential as an island with a relatively low population density, that's quite popular. We've got no coal, only a tiny bit of oil and gas. There's not a sort of an entrenched oil and gas industry to go against, no nuclear energy. Labour on nine seats, so that's quite a feeble result for them. You go back 20 years ago and they were the third biggest party. Yeah, they're now fifth. And they've, well, sorry, sixth actually. The Social Democrats have overtaken them. Their leader, and she's a Cork woman, she gave birth on polling day. Maybe that was a boost to her. 11 seats. People Before Profit, Solidarity on three seats. So that's the far left is a very vociferous split between those, and Wain2 are a sort of traditional Republican party, and they also want to defend Irish children, which is good. There's Independent Ireland, which got four seats, which says no, we mustn't have mass immigration or virtually no immigration at all, and loads of independents are very often known in their local area. So yeah, a few more results to come in, but very low turnout, under 60%. That's actually a healthy sign because people are content. Most people are apolitical, are cognitive misers, find this tedious. In a time of crisis, as in COVID, a war, hyperinflation, whatever, some massive scandal, that's what actuates the apolitical to vote. So in a way, that's a salubrious thing. A certain level of indifference to politics is to be welcomed. We don't want the other side to be intensely politicized and polarized. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.